You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, I hope you do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Whew, what a day. Oh, it was a rough day. You know, I'm pretty non-confrontational. I don't really fight with my family. I really don't. I kind of lay low. I'm too busy. No, hubby and I are good. We haven't fought in a long time. I never see him. I work so much. You know, hubby and I, Corey, my husband Corey, we work together. A lot of people, they go, why don't you talk about your husband a lot? I talk about him all the time. You know, my husband doesn't like me talking too much about him, you know, on air. And it's funny because he doesn't listen to my show a lot. Not because he thinks it stinks or anything, it's just because he's busy. He's got the kids, he's got the office and all that. But when he does flip it on, it's when I'm talking about him. So he thinks I talk about my husband, I talk about him all the time on air. And usually it's about, you know, how handsome he is and how burly. And so, you know, he's like, really? Really? You need to talk about my snoring? Really? Okay, so, you know, but no, I actually had a fight with someone in my family. Really had to kind of instill some tough love. Now, you know, it freaks the family out when I get mad, okay? I'm not, we kind of have a pretty big family, but then small family. My mom had a lot of kids, but that's kind of it. Many of the kids had kids, but nobody really gets together. So if we had a family reunion, it would look like a big family, but nobody does. Nobody, you know, nobody really gets together. Nobody goes to the funerals. No one really goes to the weddings. I mean, they try, and then someone makes a fight right before it all happens so they don't have to show up, you know, right? Yeah, yeah, that always happens, right? Before anything involves work, somebody tries to pick a fight so they don't have to be involved. I know the trick. Okay, but usually I'm the one in the family that, no, I'm not the level-headed one in the family, by no means. No, I'm not the level one. But, you know, I'm the one that just wants everything harmonious because I'm the one that kind of organizes the troops. I'm not the oldest in my family, but when my dad died, I just kind of took that on because my sister's got a lot to deal with her kids and stuff, the one with that has the autistic children. And I just, you know, just kind of took on that role that, you know, if I'm the doctor in the family, not that that means I should, but I'm going to make decisions, pulling the plug, financial decisions. I'm the one that's going to pay for everything. Not that worked out very well. Okay. I'm not a surgeon, guys. I'm a family doc. All right. So anyway, I'm just kind of one of the family that just wants everything copacetic. All right. I don't need to hear the fight. I don't want to hear the drama. Don't be sending me emails. I don't need the drama. Well, one of them was acting up. He was acting up. Try not to go to, you know, a event that's coming up. And I decided to really lay down the law. And no, it didn't feel good. It didn't feel good because I don't like drama. I can't stand drama. I don't need this. I don't need there to be a fight when we have an event coming up. No, I don't need it at all. And so I did some tough love, really tough love. You know, I should have probably been the attorney in the family because I could argue very well. You know, he kept just spewing stuff out and I just kept knocking out of the ballpark. I was Newt Gingrich in it today. Y'all would have been pretty proud of me. And, the only problem is, he had no place to go. He's like kind of now, you know, stuck in a corner. And I let him have an out and I said, just, you know, quit being a jerk and just show up to the event and, you know, whatever. And, I think he still, you know, wants to do one more battle. And so that's fine. I mean, you know, tomorrow I just have to do the show for, I just have to do the show. I don't have to go into the office. So that's okay. You know, I have time for a battle. But it just, doesn't that bother you when sometimes your family causes more stress than the rest of your life? You know, I mean, I have people with cancer. I have people not paying their bills. I have people in pain. I'm trying to, you know, get controlled. You know, I have people to entertain on the radio, yet it's always a family member that just really tries to stick the nail up your foot. Yeah, if I could use that analogy. And, you know, I'm not going to let it get to me, but, you know, I'm going to tough love this one, and I'm going to tough it out because I'm in the right, and I'm sick of it. I mean, you know, I mean, everybody in my family is now middle-aged, and I'm not going to be putting up, no way, with no kindergarten crap. Tough love. You got to do it, guys. You gotta do it. All right. Who wants to call in? Me. No. You holler like, nah. Dahlia sounds like she's in a mood. Nah, it. It's just, you know, it's stupid. Don't be wasting my time and energy on stupid stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. What are examples of tough love? Emotional blackmail. That's always good. You say you're not a part of the family. Say I'm kicking you out of the family. You want to be a part of the family? You show up. You want to be a part of the family? You show up. You do what you're told. If you don't want to be a part of the family, get the heck out. Tough love. Tough love. You got to do it. Right? Or, you know, see the problem with a lot of family members, and not just this family, I see it with a lot of families I take care of, is they want it both ways. Okay, they want the presents for birthday and holidays. They want the kidney. You know, they want you to give them a kidney, right? But when you need them, oh, no, I'm having a fight with so-and-so, so I can't help. Oh, no, I'm not into funerals. Okay, you know, the argument, I'm not into funerals. All right, how is that going to hold any water with me? You think I'm into funerals? You think when people go to a funeral, you think if people go to a funeral it's because they're really into it? They dig it, right? They dig it. No, they don't. You go. You go, well, I can't afford to go to the funeral. I can't afford to go to the wedding. I can't afford. You know, people have money problems. It's the economy. The economy. All right, so if the economy is preventing you from going to a funeral or a wedding, you're telling me that for centuries, upon centuries, anybody who was poor didn't show up to a funeral or wedding. You know, really, really? All right. Okay, what are you going to do? All right. Oh, darn, we're coming up on break, but I know we got some calls. So for those of you that called in, please stay online. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We've got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about these idiot kids that wanted to set off explosives in a school but fly away in a plane, but they only learned how to do it in a flight simulator. I don't even think these kids knew how to really fly a plane. Is that scary stuff? Also, moms who let their kids sleep with their boyfriends and girlfriends at the house. Are we just giving in? Don't go away. More on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
All right, guys, thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Mike calling from New Hampshire. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
How you doing today?
Good, good. What's going on?
Good. Hey, how come you don't start your song, shows off with a song, Hello, Dolly?
Hello, Dolly, because my name's Dahlia. I know people think I'm Dr. Dolly. It's Dahlia. I don't know if I'll change my name. You know, I always thought sounded sexy. Maybe I'll come up with that. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah, what's up?
Okay, you were talking about, like, a military first aid the other night. You said you were going to get into that or something, I think you had said to that fact. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but, it sounds like you have memory loss.
Well, I think you said something about you were going to do something about military first aid
like
or whatever.
Yeah, like MacGyver medicine. I thought that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not prepared for that tonight. That's going to take, like, a lot of work.
I know, but here's something I can prepare you with. I have this calendar. It's called an app a day, and it's called Army First Aid. And it's this app meets the first aid training needs of individual service members because medical personnel will not always be readily available.
Right.
Non-medical service members must rely heavily on their own skills and knowledge of life. So this app, if somebody, you know, people, a lot of people, 300 million people have iPhones now.
Right.
You know, download this app. This could save your life someday or something like that.
Yeah. It's what's it called again?
It's called First Army First Aid, and if you go to the
Army
App Store
First
and just
Aid.
Google for that,
Got it. All
first
right.
Aid, yeah.
That sounds good. Whew! You just saved me from having to do a whole show on that. Oh, that's awesome. All
that's
right.
Right.
No, no. I still want to do on a show on that. I think that stuff is cool. It just,
hey,
I wasn't
ready. Are you going to be on tomorrow at 10 o'clock or what?
Yeah, absolutely. Wait a second. That's Pacific time. That's Pacific time.
So what time will it be here, though, like 12 or 1
you're in New Hampshire,
1.
Yeah. But no, I'm not going to be ready for that tomorrow. Don't expect me to ready tomorrow. We're probably going to talk about enemas or something.
Enemas, that's always interesting.
Good. All right, Mike, thank you for calling. You have a great rest of the day, okay? Okay, well, you know what? Why don't I talk about enemas now? You know, this is really interesting. There was a case last year. No, I think it was 2 years ago, and I remember I got an email from a listener who was just furious with me that I talked about this case, where there was a woman who had this horrible, horrible intestinal infection for years, losing weight. Nobody could figure out anything. She had every test in the book, tried every medicine, and then the doctor decided to transplant her husband's fecal material into her intestine. The don't eat. I didn't tell you to eat during the show. This isn't a dine and entertainment Las Vegas style show. Don't eat. This is kind of important. So anyway, now you know why my listeners are mad. So they transplanted the fecal material of the husband to the wife, and boom, she improved. I mean, like overnight. Well, now Fox is reporting enema transplants, that these are becoming more common. Yes, enema transplants. Okay, they say for patients with nearly no options, you'd have to be out of options to agree to this one, to treat a persistent bacterial infection wreaking havoc on their bowels, they say a transplant of someone else's fecal matter delivered by an enema helps heal 9 out of 10 cases. Dr. Neil Stolman says it's unbelievably effective. Okay, here's my only problem. Okay, I could kind of understand spouse. I could maybe understand third cousin once removed. I don't know if I would just take this from anybody down the street. Now, remember we talked about Clostridium difficile? It was in one of the hours of the show yesterday. It's a pretty nasty bacteria that you could get after taking antibiotics. These bugs are very, very difficult to kill. They say a C. diff infection that could cause diarrhea and weight loss and abdominal pain. It could even put you into kidney failure. I mean, we're talking some real nasty stuff. They think these fecal transplants can help. All right, I'm reading. Let me see. They say C. diff is exploding. Stolman said, yeah, you see, now you're going to see the pun on words. Yeah, you're going to see the pun on words. Okay, now apparently, let me see, who gets credit for this? There is a Dr. Lee, Dr. Christy Lee at McMaster University, asked for 2 healthy volunteers to donate fecal matter. I'll do it. Okay, so they got their 2, which was diluted in water and given to 27 patients who had failed to recover after antibiotic treatment. Okay, I know y'all are going, oh, gross, who would do this? But you know what? All right, I don't know. Imagine having a horrible infection where you're losing weight and about to die. I'll take the poo-poo. Honestly, death or poo-poo. Take the poo-poo, please. Okay? Now, then Lee's group use the enema to inject the feces. Okay, how much, Lee's group, how many people did you need to do it? It's just a one-person job. All right? And then all but 2 of the patients recovered after the procedure. The vast majority felt better within 1 day and asked that nobody give their name out. Okay. All right, so good. We talked about diarrhea on the show. I think it was during the second hour. Pretty important stuff. Now, okay, why would somebody else's feces, so I think it's species. I'm looking at another article, species. Feces. Why would somebody else's feces help you? I don't know. You know, maybe, you know, the good vibes. You know what it is? I got to tell you, it's the probiotic theory. You're getting somebody else's bacteria. You're getting somebody else's crap in you. And sometimes you need crap. You need the good. You need the bad. You need the important stuff. And you need the crap. That's just the way life is. Yin and yang. Now, for those of you that have been listening to my show for a while now, I doubt you'd be listening now because you'd probably have stopped listening. But usually we get the new listeners. They're the ones that get hooked, right, until they become the wiser. Anyway, we talked about the appendix and the use of the appendix. Everybody thinks the appendix is a useless organ in your body. Well, they found that the appendix is absolutely brilliant for what it does because it's a hollow tube that just houses millions upon millions and trillions and gazillions of bacteria. And when it detects that your body needs the extra bacteria, it just squirts it in there. Now, for those people without an appendix, it would be very interesting to see these studies, these bowel studies. Well, I would find it interesting. All right, you may not, but I would find it interesting. All right, do people do better having their appendix? Because they have less bowel issues. But everybody has bowel issues. Everybody's bloated. Everyone has gas. I mean, we all have irritable bowel, right? That's the big thing. We all have irritable bowel. Or the new disease is we all have celiac disease. Yeah, doctor, I have celiac disease. Why? Oh, because I had a lot of gas yesterday. Well, it doesn't mean you have celiac disease. Celiac disease is where you can't break down the protein gluten, you know, in a lot of your, wheat products. And, you lose weight, you can't really digest. I mean, it's a pretty serious disease. Just because you're having some gas doesn't mean you have celiac disease. But that's the end thing, you know. And so is it because we're taking too many antibiotics? Is it because we're eating too much junk? So sometimes your body really, really needs the extra, I guess, fecal material, the crap that's in it. And maybe it needs somebody else's. You know, we're all worried that we're becoming germophobes with our antimicrobials and we need to clean up, you know, and just be bacteria free. And, you know, remember, nature knows what it's doing. Okay? God's pretty smart. Okay? He designed feces. And he designed it for a reason because he knew your body would need the bacteria that's in it. Now, you know why you make stool, okay, or how you make stool. You eat your food, right? Y'all get that, okay? Digest, it kind of gets, burned up with the acid and digested in the stomach, but you don't start absorbing it till the small intestine. You absorb as much of the nutrients as you can with the small intestine. Then it goes into the colon, and the colon absorbs the water, all right? When you have diarrhea, it comes from the colon. Right? The colon absorbs the water from the food because you need precious water. So it takes out all the water it can from the food. A lot of your fruit has a lot of water, which is why we keep telling you, eat a lot of fruit. You absorb all the water and then it compacts it and moves it and compacts it and moves it and does whatever it wants to. And then it makes the stool. So, you know, the stool you get is the stuff your body really, really doesn't need. But the bacteria that gets left in the colon because of the food, sometimes it's pretty good. Now, sometimes it's bad. You know, we talked about the virus and hepatitis A. Sometimes it can make you sick. Sometimes salmonella can make you sick. Exactly. Exactly. I'm answering you. I hear you guys talk in your car. I'm not hearing voices. I can hear you guys in your cars talking. But, you know, your body's smart. There's a reason for everything. All right? So don't knock it till you try it. Would I ever volunteer my feces? Sure. Why not? I donate blood. If I donate blood, I could donate feces. Lord knows I make a lot of it. All right, guys, when we come back, a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we will try to stay away from the colon. But I want to hear from you. So please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Don't forget, you got to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. We're going to be coming right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Quick break. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, this is breaking news to me. It may not be breaking news to you guys if you heard this, but I guess there was an asteroid near miss. Did you guys hear about that? They said a bus-sized asteroid flies by Earth in a near miss, okay? They didn't know the asteroid existed before the flyby. And they say this one makes the top 20 list of closest approaches ever observed. The asteroid named 2012 BX34. Really, they name it? I guess you have to name these things. I mean, I'm sure we had a couple names for it, but they weren't as clean as that one. Measured between 6 and 19 meters in diameter. All right. And the asteroid, which had been unknown before it popped up into view from a telescope in Arizona, came within 60,000 kilometers of Earth. I guess that's really, really close. So I guess what's happening now is they're going to launch this new project called NeoShield, Global NeoShield. So you all know the Armageddon movie, right, with Bruce Willis and Steve Buscemi, and the asteroid was coming to Earth. So I guess these guys were oil drillers. And so the only people that could save the Earth was Bruce Willis and Steve Buscemi and Owen Wilson and all those other guys. Cool, cool cast. So I guess they had to put these guys on the asteroid because they were going to drill in the asteroid and stick a nuclear bomb and then flee. Right? But good flick. Right? So they aren't going to do that. They decided that's a little unrealistic. Yeah. So what they're going to do is for these NEOs, which are called near-Earth objects, they have a new international consortium that has been launched to address the impact threat to Earth. Yeah, that would be nice. And they want to now come, they want to use Germany, France, the UK, Spain, US, Russia to all work together. Oh, that's good. We'll all work together and, you know, become friends. That'll be nice. To basically use kinetic impactors, gravity tractors, and the explosive blast deflection method. Gosh, this would be a cool video game. This would be really cool. All right, they say that is the crux of the undertaking. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to do asteroid threat reducing techniques with kinetic impactors, gravity tractors, and explosive blast deflection method. Well, it's about time. I mean, the Armageddon movie came out, what, 15 years ago? Only now they're figuring this out? I bet they tried to do the whole oil rig thing, and that didn't work. All right, so like I said, this is breaking news. They don't have too much more on what they're doing, but I guess Operation NeoShield is underway. Oh, I hope so. Yeah. I think that's a brilliant idea. I don't want to have, you know, oh my gosh, Armageddon, that movie scared me. Whew. I didn't like that movie. I mean, I liked the movie because of Bruce Willis, but I didn't like the idea. Oh yeah, Liv Tyler was in it. See, I always know the male actors. I forget who the female actors are. You know, they always put a female actor in there, you know, just to kind of balance everything out. Okay, so that's what that. All right, so let's see. What are our teenagers doing this week? What are the teenagers doing? Well, apparently a couple of them are really, really into flight simulator. You know, I mean, they are just really, really into flight simulator. So what they decided to do was they figured that they could actually blow up their school. These were two Ogden, Utah kids. All right. Daylin Morgan and Joshua Hogan. What they did is they thought they could bomb the school, steal a plane from Ogden-Hinkley Airport in Utah, and then fly to a country where they couldn't be found. Now, they thought they had the ability to fly because they logged in hours on Flight Simulator. This isn't the first time. Wasn't there another criminal who thought Flight Simulator was enough for him to fly a plane? Oh, I got to remember that story. The teenagers were pulled out of school. Oh, really? Yesterday, after police learned of their elaborate plot, and after 4 hours of questioning, they were arrested. Oh, these two look like idiots. All right, the bomb sweep of the high school, which was going to be Roy High School, found no explosives. Two vehicles belonging to the suspects in their homes were also searched, but no explosives were uncovered. Well, what were they doing? Apparently, they're held at about $10,000 bond. But they did have knowledge of the security systems and layout of the school. You know, doesn't that scare you that your kids could be going to school with a couple of sadistic I guess assassins. I mean, you know, these two really want to assassinate the people in the school, blow it up. I mean, does that scare you that your kids could be going to school with idiots like this? Man, well, I'm glad they figured this out. See, I think someone's always watching the tweets and the Facebook and all that. And we talked about that. If there's target words that you give off on your tweets or your Facebook posts, it triggers the government to look at who you are and what you're doing. Remember, we were talking about some of the words, and some of the words were kind of everyday words. You know, like, gosh, I'm trying to think. Now, it wasn't espionage. I mean, it was something more common, like outbreak. If you use the word outbreak. I mean, I'm a doctor. I talk about outbreak all the time on the show. So, yeah, the government's probably checking me out. That's okay. It's okay. Yeah, I like men in uniform. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Okay, yep, kids are still doing stupid stuff this week. I'm not done. Apparently, they're still playing the choking game. Do you guys remember the choking game? Oh, yeah, this is a fun one. Okay. Nearly 1 in 7 students, right, surveyed at Texas University, admitted to doing the choking game. What happens is you choke each other to stop the blood flow going to the brain to get a high. You could choke yourself or you could choke others. You could put a belt around your neck, plastic bag over your head, heavy objects on your chest, or try to hyperventilate yourself. You get to the point where you try to pass out or you're almost fainting, And apparently you get a high. I guess they don't have money for marijuana or cocaine or anything. So to get a high, they're near killing themselves. The study was undertaken to determine who was playing the game. All right. You see, I thought a game was like Monopoly. Mr. Mouth. Remember Mr. Mouth? That was a fun game. Mr. Mouth. Remember? Mr. Mouth was a big mouth, and then you'd have these hands, and then you'd flick the little disc into the mouth. Okay, that's a game. Yahtzee's a game. Chess. If you want to play a game, kids, okay, if you want to play a game, play some, like, chess. Checkers. Choking each other for a high is stupid. 1 out of 7 kids are doing this. Now, parents, just look at your kids' necks. All right, don't let them say it's a hickey. All right, if you see any markings, blisters, burns, bruising around their neck, they're probably playing this game. Yeah. No tetherball, really, people? Tetherball? No? What about Jenga? Jenga's a fun game. Play Jenga. All right, so would you let your teenage daughter sleep with a boyfriend in your home? Well, apparently, this is an article coming from the Daily Mail saying that there actually are more and more middle-class mothers allowing this to happen. All right? For example, there's Sarah Watts and her 16-year-old daughter, Alicia. And Alicia asked her if her boyfriend of 3 months could stay the night. And mom said, okay. The girl also spends the night at her boyfriend's house. Girl is, I think, 16. Boyfriend is, I believe, was 17 at the time. When they go to the boyfriend's house, they could sleep there. It just the parents said, could you please try not to have sex? So is this something that's happening more and more? Are boyfriends and girlfriends spending the night? Wouldn't happen in my house. Oh, hell to the no. That would not happen in my house. Mom, I got Trixie here. Can she come over and spend the night? I'd be like, get out. But why would a parent do that? Well, maybe they just don't want these kids in the back of a car somewhere by the river. I don't know. And they probably feel it's safer to have the kid at home under their own roof than somewhere. I mean, are we really going to just kind of give them that easy? Are kids just having sex so we just might as well let them have it in our house? No, I really think you should glue your daughter's knees together. We can even sew the knees together. You know, just a 3-0 nylon suture, piece of cake, numb her up, not numb up the knees, just sew them together. She can still pee and go to the bathroom. Maybe, you know, she'd walk a little funny. You know, I don't think the kid should have sex. But remember, the kids, they don't want to hang out with mom or whatever. They're going to leave, and they're going to find a bed somewhere else. But not in my house. Oh, I don't have daughters. Thank God. Oh. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI, Dr. Dahlia here. Okay, so the Costa Concordia is still in the news. Of course it is. They're still missing, from what I understand, I think still 19 people on that cruise ship that's sinking, that hit a reef January 13th. Well, remember they offered a 30% discount coupon to anybody that rode, you know, the tragic trip, the ship, you know that. All right, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be pithy and it's not working. Well, Costa Cruises denied that they ever offered the 30% coupon. So then people were like, oh, I really wanted to go again. So now they are offering $14,500 a passenger for the ruined cruise. So the 4,200 people that, well, I think it was a ship that held 4,200 people, but now they're saying that 3,200 people have gotten, I guess, lawyers and are a part of consumer groups. And so at $1,000, $500 apiece, Costa Cruises is going to try to compensate them, and they're going to compensate them for lost baggage and psychological trauma after the cruise ship, you know, ran over the rock, which Captain Scatino says that his manager told him to do. He says the rocks were not on the nautical charts and maps. That's what caused the big 160-foot hole, causing the ship to sink. Now, Costa is a unit of the world's biggest cruise operator, Carnival Corp., will also reimburse passengers the full cost of their cruise, travel expenses, and any medical expenses sustained after the grounding. Now, well, that would be nice. I got to tell you, that is a much better offer than the 30% coupon. Really, it is. It is. The agreement was announced Friday after a day of negotiations between Costa representatives and Italian consumer groups, representing 3,200 people from 61 countries who suffered no physical harm. Passengers and crew are free to pursue legal action if they aren't satisfied with the deal. Okay, so the people who weren't hurt will still get $14,500. Is that enough? Is that enough to flee for your life? Is that enough compensation? I don't know. I got to tell you, I was really swayed by that 30% coupon. You know, I just don't know if they're handling this right. It would be nice if they could find the remaining bodies. You know, what? I get emails going, Dahlia, how hard could it be? I mean, you know, they already have the divers. You don't understand. A cruise ship, if you've never been on it, is like a city. I mean, it takes almost, I would say, 4 hours. It could actually, there's an argument. It could take a work day to go up and down every hall and walk into every room. That could actually take hours. We're talking about a little city. You know, some of these cruise ships, especially the big ones, they have casinos, they have auditoriums, they have movie theaters, they have tons of shops, they have tons of restaurants. It's like you're in a little village. And then you have like 12 stories, 12 different floors. Usually the first floor is where the medical area is. We've talked about the medical facilities on cruise ships. We talked about the Titanic and how the medical facility on the Titanic was, I mean, pretty state of the art. Those doctors could deliver a baby if they had to. They could even pull out a tooth. I mean, none of them were dentists, but they had everything they needed. I mean, you know, the medical bay of these ships are pretty dramatic. Also, there's a lot of crew quarters and a lot of things on the first floor that we never get to see. Sometimes you'll get to see a little bit of the first floor as you go off a cruise to go on to land, etc. But for the most part, you really don't get to go to the first floor. Then you start having rooms available on the second and the third and the fourth and all the way on up. Internet cafe a lot of times is higher up. For those of us that are addicted to the internet or need to communicate with the office, we pay like $3 an hour. I don't know what the cost is to be on the internet. Two of the people who died were near the internet cafe. So you wonder if they were trying to log on and see what the heck was going on. Scary stuff. Absolutely scary stuff. And then, like, you have the pool would probably be on the Lido deck. There's, like, a Lido deck sometimes on the fourth floor in that area. That's where you have the buffet. That's where you have the ping pong tables, the you know, a lot of, like, you could do games, et cetera. And then on the top part of the ship. Now the pool could be an indoor pool, but there's also an outdoor pool you could have at the top of the ship. I mean, depending on these things, you could have slides, et cetera. So the point I'm trying to make, this very long, drawn-out point, is it's huge. It's like a city. And for somebody, a diver, to go in room by room as the ship is just going back and forth and listing. And remember, because these waters, I mean, it's still in the middle of ocean. Okay, it's not a lake. I mean, we're talking about the ocean. So these are rough waters. I mean, they're saying it's almost impossible to keep looking. So just an absolute shame. Absolute shame. Yeah, and I know people are really missing the coupon. All right, what's going on? Political news. Okay, we got the caucus coming up in Florida. It looks like Romney is ahead in the polls. Looks like leading Gingrich by 9 points, they say. Then Senator Ron Paul and Representative Ron Paul and Senator Rick Santorum way in the back at 14 and 12% of the vote, respectively, whereas Romney and Gingrich are 38% of the vote and 29%. So it's going to be interesting. Again, I don't think the debate really helped either of them a couple days ago. And I know a lot of us are kind of getting exhausted by this, but I got to admit, it is kind of a tight, exciting race. So we'll see what happens with that. Okay, so what's going on here? A daycare worker decided to duct tape one of the children. This is in Kentucky. A 20-year-old who works at a daycare is now facing abuse charges after duct taping a little 18-month-old to a mat so he wouldn't move during nap time. 20-year-old admitted to the incident after initially denying and lying through her teeth about being involved. They say, okay, I'm sorry, I'm adding stuff. Bosses at the daycare center immediately fired Miss Lyons, Alicia Lyons, after they reported the incident to police. All right? The child has not been named and did not suffer any injuries. Another worker witnessed Lyons using the tape to hold down the child, but waited several months before telling the boy's mother what happened. The mother informed staff what she had been told at the daycare, and I guess then Lyons denied it and then said, yes, it happened. And let me see if there was any cameras. Oh, no, now the daycare is going to start installing cameras. Okay, you know what? Let me just tell you now. Okay, I had my kids in daycare for a small amount of time, and only pick a daycare that has cameras. Really, you just don't know who these people hire. I mean, remember, you go through the tour, and the tour's nice. Like, oh, you know, take a look at the playroom. This is what we feed them. You know, and everybody smiles when mom and dad walk by, right? Everybody's smiling, but you just don't know. Maybe she really didn't want to watch the kid. Maybe she had to go to the bathroom. I don't know. So she duct tapes the child. All right? I mean, you can't do that. Okay? I mean, what if there's a fire? Not that an 18-month-old will know how to exit. But you just can't do that. That's restraint. What are these people thinking? So you got a lot of crazies out there. You really do. And we've established that fact multiple times on this show. Okay. Now, for those of you that love little kitty cats, looks like they have performed the first knee replacement surgery on a kitty cat. Now, this kitty cat's really fat. Kitty cat is like a 20-pounder. Whew. Oh, I thought my cats had big tushies. This is a very, very fat cat. Anyway, from what I understand, the cat had cancer. And actually, the cancer left his left hind leg almost useless. So some surgeons from North Carolina State University, right, has put actually, I think also a prosthetic limb, fused it to a living bone, and carried out the full knee replacement on the kitty cat. Oh, and the kitty cat looks so happy. I mean, I can't see what the leg looks like. We don't have any pictures. But they're doing knee replacements now on cats. Is that amazing? Our little kitty cats? Man. You know, Honestly, that's probably always been like a desire of mine to be a vet. I would have loved to take care of animals. You know, I mean, they don't talk back. They don't complain about their copay or deductible, right? They don't ask you for hundreds of Lortab. Probably would make my day a heck of a lot easier, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, guys. This is the end of the first hour of the show. Please don't go away if you can. Stick around for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.